A New York congressman is calling for a national rebate program for tractor rollover protective devices. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Tractor rollovers are the leading cause of death and serious injuries on farms.
That's New York Congressman Josh Riley announcing his plan to introduce a bill to reauthorize the National ROPS Rebate Program. ROPS is short for Rollover Protective Structures. They're designed to keep operators from being killed or injured in a tractor rollover and are standard equipment on new tractors, but many older models lack them. The rebate program would cap the farmer's cost of a retrofit at $500. Riley says he has a personal connection.
My grandpa, who was one of 12 kids raised on a dairy farm, and one day back in the 50s, he was out working the farm with one of his younger brothers, Michael, and they took their tractors down a hill that they'd been down hundreds of times before, but that day something went wrong. Michael's tractor was out of gear, hit a rut, he lost control, and the tractor rolled over on him. And my great uncle never fully recovered from the brain injuries he suffered. It's something that my grandpa carried with him for decades, and it's one of the reasons he left the farm and ended up going to join the Army.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.